I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. We spoke about veterans issues as we approach Veterans Day and his thoughts on that day in and of itself. Here's more with Congressman Jack Bergman.
First of all, you know, the day before Veterans Day is always a holiday for Marines, which I am, because today is the 242nd birthday of the United States Marine Corps. So we celebrate our birthday today, so happy birthday to all the Marines out there. But, you know, the Veterans Day, unlike Memorial Day, where Memorial Day we truly remember in a solemn way those who gave their life in service to their country, today Veterans Day is a day we celebrate all of our service, all those who served our country in both war and peace, because of them standing up, all those men and women who've stood up over the centuries. We're still the free people that we are, so it's time for us to celebrate and tell others our stories.
I believe that's actually very important that you make that distinction between Veterans Day and Memorial Day, that this is the day to really thank all of the veterans out there, the men and women that have served, and that's going on all over the country. I know that this is very obviously important to you as a Marine, but also as now being elected to Congress to look at working on Veterans Affairs, Veterans Matters here in the 1st Congressional District. In this first section of your term, what Veterans Administration, Veterans Services activities have you been working on to try to improve and make things better for our vets?
Well, you know, it's run the gamut, Walt. Everything from, you know, in one example, we passed legislation to make the GI Bill what we call now the GI Bill forever. So when a veteran serves and earns their GI Bill benefits, there's no expiration date on them. So if they're a guy my age, 70 years old, and wants to go back to school and get another skill, they can do that. That GI Bill will be there forever. On the healthcare side, we're in the we've been revamping the Choice program that allows veterans, especially here in the 1st District, to seek healthcare options that are closer to home, more convenient, and not have to travel the long distances. Some of them have to travel to VA facilities or CBOCs. That had some growing pains when it first rolled out a few years ago, so we're working to fix that. And another thing, and I'll close off with the third one, is that we're ensuring that the employees of the VA facilities are the kind of people that you'd want to have working with you and caring for you. There's been some challenges over the past, so we passed the VA Accountability Act that allowed bad actors to be terminated for cause.
We're speaking with U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman here talking about Veterans Day. As you were doing a series of these meetings across the district recently, I know you met with a lot of your constituents, and I know you talked with veterans groups. What were some of the things that you heard from veterans while you were here in the district recently doing sort of the boots on the ground across the district? What did you hear from them? What are some of the things that they want you to look into as you're working in Washington?
In so many things in life, it's all about customer service. And one of the for every 10 veterans I talked to, it was probably 60-40. They were happy with what the customer service they were getting from the VA with response to phone calls or emails or letters. But we have room for improvement when it comes to actually answering specific veterans' issues and not just kind of kicking the can down the road. So, you know, there's both positive and negative. About the time you think it's all broken, someone says, oh, let me tell you about the great experience I had with Mr. Smith or Mrs. Jones here, and she really helped me out. So there's good people out there doing great things for the vets.
Congressman Jack Bergman with us this morning talking about Veterans Day and some of the veterans issues out there. What would you say as we're looking at this as sort of taking away from sort of the service, the political side of it, but talk more about the service? What's your message to veterans this morning across the district and across the country as we commemorate their service?
Thanks, Walt, because that's it's exactly what I wanted to get across this morning in this radio interview, is that veterans, don't wait to tell your story to your family, to your kids, your grandkids, your friends, or whomever, because especially the older veterans, the younger generations need to know why you did what you did, why you did what you did. Not necessarily the what you did, but why you did what you did and how you felt it was important to step up to defend your country. And that's my one message today to the veterans, especially the older ones. Please share your message with others so that the young men and women who are coming up in this country who wonder about us and don't know because maybe they just haven't had exposure to some of the things that what it means to be a citizen. But veterans, please share your story.
That's the comments of U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindela.